is Hacker Public Radio. I'm D. Wick, and inspired by 330 and CyberCod, and I suppose ultimately Dave Yates, this is what's in my toolkit. My toolkit is a laptop backpack, so we'll start here. The inner big pouch, there's obviously a protected area for my laptop, which is sitting in front of me at the moment. It's actually not my laptop, it belongs to my work, but it's for work and personal, goes with me essentially everywhere. Also in the large interior pouch is a, I guess you'd call it a portfolio, a leather portfolio folder, where I carry papers. I still have to carry papers around, so there's some letters in here, schedules, there's a big folder full of new program stuff. I have a letter from ICTCM, just, well, you don't care about that. But anyway, that's just what I carry my papers around in. Basically, at the end of the day at work, I just go through all my workspaces, collect all the papers, shove them in there, bring them home, and then do the same thing when I go from home to work. There's also a little notepad in there with a to-do list on it. Okay, so that's all that's in the interior pouch. In the middle pouch, lots of small little tidbit type things, a wallet, headphones for my MP3 player. These are Maxell over the head type head earbuds. They're not particularly good for listening to music, but I mostly just listen to podcasts, and they're fine for that. There's the MP3 player. It's a Creative Zen Nano Plus, 1 gigabyte. There's a little notepad that I got at the Ohio Linux Fest at the e-commerce booth. It's a nice little notepad I carry around to take notes at meetings and whatnot. There are some icebreaker breath mints. There's a phone. There is a harmonica. There are two, count them, one, two, ballpoint pens / laser pointers. They're really nice little inexpensive laser pointers that I use in class. Cost me $3.99. What else is in here? Oh, yeah, there, I have three, USB sticks. I just recently purchased a new one. Let me, kind of tough to get at here. There we go. SanDisk 1 gigabyte. A SanDisk 8 gigabyte. That's the new one. And a Dell 64 megabyte. I'm going to give that one to my wife. The only other thing in here is three or four, AAA batteries for my MP3 player. Okay, that's the middle pouch. Now I have, I think, four outside pouches, so we'll start. There's a small portable umbrella. And then in this pouch I carry basically all my cabling and external stuff for my laptop. There's a little power adapter. There's a little mini mouse. There is an external VGA, a remote control, a short, very, very short, probably 2 feet, Ethernet cable, which I really just carry for emergencies, in case I'm in a hotel or somewhere where wireless may not work. I would have to sit right next to the Ethernet port to use it, but I haven't used it in a long time. A long audio extension cable with, on either end, a female-to-female adapter. And a small USB cable for camera and MP3 player, and a SATA cable, and that probably shouldn't be in there. That was from a remnant of, I just built my father a new computer The hardware is all done. I'm working on the software right now. But that's how that got in there. And that's it in that pouch. Another side outside pouch. A pair of sunglasses. And a pair of reading glasses. I just bought those. I'm getting old, man. Just starting to lose my, not lose my sight, but needing reading glasses for some things, particularly like small prescription bottles, or if I'm trying to read instructions on an aspirin or something. Oh, man. The other outside pouch has various toiletries, some Carmex lip balm, just a little container full of pills, all over-the-counter and legal, I suppose, maybe. Some sweet breath peppermint drops. I recall 330 carries deodorant. I carry, obviously, deodorant for my mouth. You never know when you're going to want to kiss somebody or breathe on somebody heavily. And some eye drops. And that's it for the pouches on the backpack. The other thing I carry, although not all the time, I have a little exterior additional bag. It's a small little, probably about 12 by 12 inches. It was probably once a purse. I don't know. I picked it up at a garage sale, but it's perfect for stuff I don't need every day, but that I often need to take along. So the first thing in here is a bamboo pen tablet, which I got last summer when I taught an online course. I used it for that, and there's the USB cable that goes with that, and there's the pen. If you have a pen tablet, it helps to have a pen that goes with it, not just any old pen. Let's see, what else is in here? Ah, a CD case. I usually carry this in my backpack, but let's see what's in here. Ubuntu 8.04, Hardy Heron. Ultimate Boot CD, which I have not downloaded when I listened to CyberCod's HPR episode. And he recommended that. I have not used it yet. There's a blank CD. There is a Gentoo Linux 2006.1 Live CD. There's a decent little story with that. I was at a lug meeting, and a guy brought in a really old piece of hardware. I don't remember how old details, but he brought it in because the only thing he could get installed on it, or to boot in particular, was Puppy Linux. And he wanted to see if anybody had any suggestions about how to install something else on there. And people, we all tried for a long time. And I finally whipped out my Gentoo Linux 2006.1 Live CD. And by God, the thing booted. It was the only other thing we could get to boot on that machine. So I think the guy was pleasantly surprised that it booted, but a little bit disturbed that his other alternative was Gentoo. But anyway, I carry that around because it's just a magic CD. You never know. I also, let's see, Ubuntu 8.10, Maple 9, which is a computer algebra system I use for work, at work, for work. Gparted Live, obviously, that's a nice one to have. And a blank DVD, which I use for backing up stuff, and a DVD I call DWIC Intrepid 1.0, which is it's a live DVD that I customized from Intrepid, obviously, using UCK, the Ubuntu customization kit, and it's awesome. If you're interested, go to dwic.org. There's a blog entry there about why I did that and what's on there and what I'm going to use it for. Let's see. I also have an Edgeubuntu add-on, 8.10. I've got a DVD full of just all Ubuntu ISOs, just to back up a bunch of different ISOs. A backup DVD with just data and stuff. Open Solaris. Another backup DVD. Fedora 9. Foresight. And another Ubuntu 8.10. And that's what's in my CD case. And let's see what else we got in this extra pouch. Oh, the last thing I have. This is my last piece of equipment that I want to share, and it's fairly new. I got it probably about a month ago, and I love this thing. It is a Altic Lansing IM207. It's a small portable speaker for MP3 players and laptops and whatnot. I've been looking for something like this for a long time. Bought something maybe 2 years ago, I think, an RCA, and it was a piece of crap. And if you go to, if you look for something like this, almost they all are they have docking stations for iPods. I mean, everything is so iPod centric. And I know you can probably plug in external MP3 players to most of these things, but I don't want something with an iPod docking station, for Christ's sake. So this thing is, it's a cylindrical sort of, it's about maybe an inch high, about maybe 4 inches in diameter. It's just, and it's lightweight and it's sweet. It runs on 3 AAA batteries, and it, the reason I got it is because it has power. It blasts. And I don't particularly, again, like my headphones don't necessarily care about the quality as much, because what I use it for is to listen to podcasts. And what I've been using it for mostly is to listen to podcasts in the bathroom while I'm showering and whatnot in the morning. And it's perfect for that. I just hope I don't ruin it with by getting damp in the bathroom. But anyway, that's the last thing I have. I think, you know, that's my toolkit. I'm D. Wick. This is Hacker Public Radio. Sayonara.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.